Today in our church we celebrate all the orders of the angels. And interestingly enough, our Holy Gospel says something which we need to consider. The Holy Gospel, Christ tells us in the Holy Gospel not to be afraid of anything. We shouldn't be afraid of anything. And yet, we are full of anxieties. Sometimes we're even afraid from our own shadow. The reality is that we're afraid of everything. But he told us not to be afraid of anything. And we see what happens in the world. Even if there wasn't the pandemic, people, they die from hunger in Africa and in other places on the planet. And we have people against us. We have problems in the family, problems at work, problems everywhere. And that's where we logically focus, on the problems. But Jesus told us not to be afraid of anything. We are created for one and only reason, to become saints. He told us that our names are written in the kingdom of heaven. What does this mean? It means that no one can touch our salvation. Even if they hurt us financially, emotionally, or in whatever other way, our soul could never be hurt. But we need to be careful of two tricks that the devil can use against us. The first one is to convince us that he doesn't exist. The devil sometimes convinces us that he doesn't exist. And where does this lead? We're not aware that the tempter is always around the corner, and we can fall into a number of things, into a number of traps. And the second thing is that he makes us despair sometimes. So we make a mistake, and then he presents to us a situation as if it could never be resolved, and we despair. But the fathers of the church, they say that desperation is the biggest weapon of the devil. So we should be aware and protect ourselves. No matter what happens, God always loves us. No matter what we've done, God always loves us. And we will say a small example from the Ierotiko. Once there was an ascetic, and he was an actual saint. He was performing miracles. He was living by himself in a small cave close to a river. One day, the devil sent to him a visitor. It was a woman. She captivated him, and he fell into the temptation, and he sinned with her. He was so desperate because he knew what he has lost. He lost his connection with Christ. And the next thing he did, because he was despair, he ended up killing her. So he did even a bigger sin. He murdered someone. And then, of course, he was so desperate. But he realized that there is always repentance. So he repented, and a few years later, not only he achieved greater sanctification than before, but he was also a very humble man, because he knew that we can never rely in our own strength, and that we can always fall, regardless how spiritual we are. So, never despair. All of us, we have our guardian angel. He protects us. And never give up. Our names are written in the kingdom of heaven.